you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Put him in the hall. Put him in the hall of fame. Parkinson Spiegel to the rack. Count it in a foul.
We're going to crank it up nonstop.
I think we can be creative. We've been creative in the past. And, going into this offseason, we're going to basically everything is on the table. So we're going to look at everything. That would be my answer.
That is Arturis Karnishevas, who may be looking to give this team, this Bulls team, a haircut of sorts over the next week or so. A boy can dream. And I have dreamed for a while, Ryan McGuffey. Matt Spiegel, that's me. I've dreamed for a while of them finding a way to not have Zach LaVine on the team. And Zach is a very good shooter and a extremely skilled scorer, but he's not a playmaker, he's not a defender, and he's so clearly challenged in the kind of things that make teammates better, that make a team better. And when it comes to decisions late in games with the ball in his hands, it's a developing situation. We've seen a lot of bad ones and a couple of good ones along the way, and then sometimes even then, of course, you don't make the shot, but he's just... I don't believe that he is a winning player. And this is something that I've dealt with and thought about since they matched the restricted free agent offer from Sacramento back in the day. I remember tweeting that night, like, oh, God, that's a lot for Zach LaVine. And then you get talked into realizing, well, that's just NBA money, and that's what that is. And you can't just give up him for nothing because of what they traded him away for. And then when it was the max contract, it was like, he's not a max player. And then the conversation was, yeah, but sometimes you have to pay non-max players max contracts, and you can't give up the asset and lose it for nothing. And then I feel like we got the clinical proof when the team played better while he was hurt. When they played better with the same pieces, but simply Io and Kobe and DeMar functioned better and shared the ball more willingly. And look, I've talked about this a lot. I do believe that they would be better off minus him and, of course, his contract. And there's a report today from your colleague, Casey Johnson, that maybe that's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. Did you see the report? Has everybody seen the report?
I have. I have seen the report that the Bulls have floated as many as 15 different trade scenarios to teams such as, I believe, the Sixers, the Kings, maybe the Cavs, I think, were in that
group. Orlando Magic.
The Orlando Magic.
As many as 15 proposals floated by Arturis Karnishevas. And then this sentence from KC: it doesn't take a capologist to figure out the Bulls can't add a first-round pick and re-sign DeMar DeRozan and Patrick Williams, both of which Karnishevas has said he wants to do, without entering the luxury tax, unless an extremely advantageous salary cap trade of LaVine occurs. And KC drops in that the asking price has gone down. He drops in that both sides seem motivated to make something work this offseason. So I find myself hoping that the Bears will add by subtracting.
Well, I think both sides, the reason there's motivation on both sides is because both sides have seen the end of the road, right? I mean, I think Zach saw enough last year to, it was a better watch. It was a better basketball team. It was a fluid watch. There was actually basketball. There was a plan down the floor. Zach is pretty much a one-dimensional player. You talked about he's not a winning player. I mean, you saw that statistic a couple of weeks ago that among NBA active players, he is the biggest loser. He has the worst winning percentage in the league among 500 games played or more.
Oh.
So, proof, he is 211 and 362. Zach LaVine is the NBA's leader. Lowest active 36.8 winning percentage. when Zach LaVine is on the floor.
No, obviously that we know.
Not his fault.
Not all of it is not his, all of his fault. Bad years in Minnesota with talented dudes who were young and hadn't figured it out. Failed rebuild here. And that comes after some bad teams here. But it does back up in the overall what you see.
Zach should be a good third on a great team. I mean, that's where he really probably belongs. A good third. Can score the basketball as well as anyone, we know that. Can have 50-point games. But he has several 40-plus point games with a lot of L's behind them. So it's a lot of empty, that's just empty stat stuffing to me. Mm-hmm. That's he's getting his, but the team is not working around it. It doesn't work. You've done, the experiment's over. You have to move on. This isn't about wishful thinking. I'm in the Matt Spiegel camp of wishful thinking.
You've always been in the Matt Spiegel camp, and that's been appreciated.
Well, here I am once again saying, I'm not. This isn't wishful thinking for me. Like, there's no other option here. The Bulls have to move on from Zach LaVine. They have to,
even if it's pennies on the dollar.
It is pennies on the dollar.
Of course, it's going.
It is pennies on the dollar. It's sometimes. Look, there's been a. There's a lot of falling in love that happens in this town. I mean, I know it happens throughout. It happens coast to coast. GMs draft a player, acquire a player. They get him young. They fall in love. And then there's a sense of, well, when it's time to move on from him, everyone else already has.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, what's best for your basketball team and the development of the guys who have already shown signs. I thought Coby White got screwed out of winning most improved player, whatever. We'll talk. It's a different day. I might have had a futures on that.
Coby White needs air to breathe.
Coby White needs to know that it's okay to be that guy. Yeah. It's okay to take that shot in clutch moments, which he did several times down the stretch to get him in the play-in game.
Patrick Williams needs space to develop into the kind of complimentary player and a two-way player
here,
that he could.
Here? Because I don't know. I don't know. Well, I know he wants $200 million. He ain't getting it, obviously. But like,
they've got the right. I understand, and they've got the right to match. It has been impossible for Patrick to really rise up and develop and have a chance with both DeMar and Zach here. I have my concerns about Patrick for sure. But if you're at all considering keeping him and paying for it and banking on him still, you have to make room for him.
Also, if you get a situation where DeMar moves on. Right? I know the sides are talking and everyone seems to be kumbayaing and like DeMar wants to be here.
And for those who don't know, the Bulls have until June 30th at 5 Central to sign DeRozan to a new contract, or else he then enters unrestricted
That's
free
scary.
Agency.
That's scary. If he enters unrestricted free agency, to me, that would not bode well, I would think, for the Bulls. I could be wrong, but it would not bode well.
In terms of what?
Him being back with the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, if he gets past June 30th?
Now, here's what I think
you're right.
Yeah, but here's what I would say to that. That doesn't mean, well, DeMar is gone, keep Zach. I would say if DeMar is gone, you still move Zach. And that then you're going, well, oh God, what is it? This is not about, well, either or situation. This is about this player has need the time has expired. For both sides
Got
in Chicago.
It. So if my personal dilemma that I have to wrap my head around is I get to remove Zach, but that means removing DeMar too and
yep.
stripping it bare.
Yes.
Yes. I agree with you. Of course. Yeah, of course. It has to be. I like DeMar. I respect DeMar. I believe that DeMar can age gracefully into being the OG second guy to another star. I believe that he can. But you can't. I mean, his lack of defense, to go along with Vooch's lack of defense, creates a big problem that you have to overcome. So if you need somebody else to develop into that potential number two and you lose the guy who's going to age gracefully, then so be it. That's a deal you have to make in the NBA 10 times out of 10.
By the way, like, I think that's an okay message, too, to the fans to say, like, hey,
we tried.
This didn't work. Okay,
like, I think people would have accepted this message a year ago.
1,000%.
A year and a half ago.
People, like, they were a likable bunch. And this, again, I feel like we're piling on Zach. It's not a personal thing. It's just he doesn't work on this particular team.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. This player does not work with Billy Donovan's system, with this cohesive group of players. And so I think that if you admit mistakes, but if you admit, like, this is broken, we need to fix it, and it might mean bottoming out
yeah.
for a year in order to do so, then you do it.
And Arturas said in April, This doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It was the first time he publicly had said,
"Yes,
we can't. We can no longer do this. We can't." He said, "We can't run it back."
Yeah, we can't run it back. And they tried. And so look, there are a lot of different offers that have been rumored out there. The one from Sacramento is the same trade package that apparently the Kings offered Toronto for either OG Anunoby and or Pascal Siakam, or maybe both of them.
Okay.
Harrison Barnes, that's a veteran player, whatever. It's salary filler. Kevin Huerter, who can shoot, and then draft picks. That's very little. It's unexciting. But would you do that for Zach LaVine? Yes. Would you include Alex Caruso in order to rid yourself of Zach LaVine?
I mean,
ouch.
That one hurts.
Ouch. But I would have done it last year at the deadline. I remember that exact thing came up. I mean, like, Caruso is so valuable and so desirable that if you have to include him to make your Zach LaVine trade make sense, there were rumors that that's exactly what the Warriors wanted.
Speaks.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to break this to you.
Yeah.
Alex Caruso has been traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder.
No way. Just right now?
Yeah, for Josh Giddey.
You're not. You're not serious.
That literally just happened.
Yeah, it literally just happened.
Breaking news on 670 The Score is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. All right, let's let this register. Alex Caruso, a tremendous asset and obviously a wonderful player, but certainly a luxury, has been traded for Josh Giddey, who fell out of favor in the rotation in the playoffs as Oklahoma State flamed out in the playoffs. That is a very interesting player with a lot of skills as a playmaker and ball handler and shooter and scorer, a guy that you can run a lot of point stuff through. Super talented, very young.
21.
Very, very young. Incredible ceiling on Josh Giddey. I think we've gone far enough into the description of Josh Giddey to also mention the incredibly salacious rumors and stories that were also out there about Josh Giddey, where a very, very young woman's Instagram feed had pictures of her with him, and she had been bragging about it, and it was an underage relationship that he had to answer for and was straight up scandalous in Oklahoma City. So
you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
So that's an interesting component of this that we'll have to sort through.
Certainly, wow. You would think the vetting of that has been done.
In terms of
acquiring a player?
Yeah, no, the vetting in terms of the potential legal danger.
Correct.
From the team's perspective, not the moral.
No.
This not
is,
the moral
this is
acceptance.
Strictly the legal. Yeah, moral.
From the legal, you're not trading Alex Caruso for this if you're in trouble from a legal perspective.
Well, yeah, and from a moral compass, I mean, Caruso seems to check both of those boxes, right? So I was just going to get into a scenario that said Alex Caruso would not have a fit for this team if you were to move on from DeMar and Zach.
Wow.
But here, the Bulls are telling you things, we aren't running it back, right? This is a guy that they may have probably... Alex Caruso was a guy that Carter Chauvis maybe coveted more than any player on his roster.
I mean, just about any winning team would kill for Alex Caruso.
And now the number one seed in the Western Conference this past season acquires a first-team all-defender.
He was second-team because they put all the bigs on the first team.
I'm calling him. Every GM in the league
who
wants
can
that guy.
Who can shoot threes and handle. Who can shoot threes and handle. I remember Alex Caruso was once called, I think it was a writer from CBS Sports, called him the LeBron James of being LeBron James's teammate.
Mm.
And I loved that.
That's a great...
It's a great turn of phrase. Mm. Because he was the perfect teammate for LeBron when the Lakers won the title.
Yeah.
Caruso wins a title because he was exactly what LeBron needed. Guy who could shoot, guy who could defend, guy who could handle a little bit.
A guy who didn't need to be pulled aside and say, hey, do your job. Yeah.
Complete motor.
Yep.
Constant motor. LeBron absolutely loved him, was crushed that the Lakers weren't able to keep him, and that's why there were Lakers trade rumors regarding that. Let's throw open the phone lines here, because at 312-644-6767, this is probably the first of many
dominoes.
Moves. This is the first domino for what will be, hopefully, and I would suspect, a lot of moves in this Bulls offseason. That 312-644-6767. The Bulls trade Alex Caruso on his own to Oklahoma City, to the Thunder, in exchange for 21-year-old, highly skilled Australian and controversial dater, Josh Giddey. Goodness. Shane, as our social media explorer, as our youth culture correspondent.
Sure, yeah.
Can you dig into the Josh Giddey stuff as best you can? I see a story here from the New York Post of just a few days ago that he was just photographed with a model in the midst of his underage dating controversy. The model, though, is 23.
Be careful saying in the midst of, because he was cleared of everything from the police department out there. They couldn't find anything that corroborated the claims.
Okay.
Like he was cleared of that.
He was cleared of that. It's gone.
I don't know
if
many people believe it. Yeah. I mean, allegedly I don't.
The Newport Beach Police Department in California announced that Josh Giddey would not face charges. They were unable to corroborate any criminal activity. So it's just going to be something he lives with as a reputation stain, it seems, right?
Yeah, he's with Maki Lesko now. She's like a Polish model. She's a very pretty girl.
Okay. Hmm.
Allegedly on top of all that.
She's allegedly a very pretty girl.
Allegedly. Wait, I'm seeing a picture.
Yeah, I see.
Can confirm. So, Josh Giddey. That's a really talented, interesting piece. From a basketball perspective, that is a really talented, interesting piece. It sucks that that's what Caruso had to go for. Is that a better piece than they would have gotten from Golden State, where the talk was like Moses Moody and
It might be a higher ceiling piece.
I think they might have gotten a very high ceiling offensive basketball piece in exchange for Alex Caruso.
In the third year of a four-year, $41 million contract, eligible for an extension this offseason. So you would think that those talks may happen. May. You don't need to. You have 2 years of control, there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if he was faced the press in May, admitted there were, quote, days where you don't feel like getting out of bed as he dealt with the investigations.
Yeah, so I know he didn't feel like talking to media there for a while.
He was in Oklahoma City. This is Chicago, big boy.
Yeah,
you're going to have to probably acknowledge it, even if it's at least in the initial availability. Mm-hmm. But maybe clean slate seemed to help a lot of people, and maybe in this case, you know, a clean slate for Giddey. If he was dropped and cleared of charges, that's... I'm not an investigator, so.
So it's interesting. So during the playoffs, from the basketball perspective, Josh Giddey fell out of the rotation. He was the number 6 overall pick in 2021, and he's a great part of their transition offense. He's a great passer. He's a really good ball handler and took a lot of pressure off Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a decent rebounder as well. So a good player and a good versatile player. He struggles with shooting the basketball.
Well, unfortunately, that's the Bulls' Achilles heel. They need, maybe this is where they go start getting shooters, though. They need.
Well, he's not one of them.
No, but they've lacked good ball handler. They've lacked a strong ball handler bringing it up the floor. I mean, think about who's bringing it. Zach has been that guy a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
DeMar brings it up a lot of times. Caruso a few times. But I mean, they don't have. Kobe obviously has a point, but Kobe isn't. I don't know if he's a true point. You know, he's probably a bit more of a.
No, I think Kobe. Kobe is a scorer who can play some point.
Exactly,
and that's great.
Right.
But if Josh Giddey is a guy who can run your team from the ball handling perspective, and you know. Rebounds, we'll have to check what the defensive reputation is on Josh Giddey, but seems to be an interesting piece to think about as a young player with possibilities. Not a great shooter, but real good ball handler, real good passer.
Will be, I have reason to watch the Paris Olympic Games now because he's on Australia's team. So that'll be something to tune in for at middle of the afternoon, I guess. But yeah, this is, look, You don't give up a player like Alex Caruso that's wanted by every team in basketball without and acquire a major question mark. I think there's question marks, no doubt, but certainly of the putting the moral compass part of it aside.
Yeah,
you know, I think being cleared of any wrongdoing and taking the he's been subject to trade rumors the second he was benched in the playoffs.
Yeah,
like they were like, this guy's not a part of the future.
The Mavericks stopped guarding him. That's a bad sign. So 21-year-old player that the Mavericks stopped guarding.
Yeah.
Sounds like Lonzo Ball a little bit before he could shoot.
Yeah.
Before he developed the shot. So maybe this is a project of sorts for the shooting coach, for Peter Patton to work on. An extremely skilled young player. Developmentally, though, trouble shooting the basketball. This is Shad on the South Side on Parkins and Spiegel. What's up, Shad? How are you?
What's up, Shad?
That was great, Spiegs. Until Shane decided to Thanos my afternoon. It's egregious. This city deserves more. It's absolutely ridiculous. That 24 hours ago, I called you and I told you the Bulls had a future. Did you not give me credit for my global international outlook? I'm going to tell you this, Speaks. Yeah. I take it all back. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. The only guy that had NBA respect in every locker room, in every organization, every front office in the league, you get back a white point guard that can't dunk. It's absolutely ridiculous. No disrespect to anything going on else in this organization. I don't care about the offseason. This is another Lonzo Ball try. Throw it a dart. That's what it was. AK's a joke. He's a liar. This team deserves better. This city deserves better. How do you bring him in and think that that's not going to stunt the growth of Kobe White? Again, just like you did with DeRozan. It stunted Patrick Williams' growth, and now we're sitting here questioning, does he have a ceiling? They do the same junk again. I would have rather see them go get Derrick Rose and give the fans something to cheer about.
No. If you're trying to win, you're trying to build a team, you're trying to give yourself a shot, I think this is a step towards – a step backwards, without a doubt, and it's a step towards what I think is going to be an active offseason of unloading and giving up on the dream of the mix. I don't think this is a sign that they think Lonzo Ball is ready to play. I think it's a sign that they can't wait around for this core and this group to work, which is what Arturas said in April. So I think we always knew that losing Alex Caruso could be a part of this, that's for sure. But I thought it would be for draft pick compensation on top of a young piece or two. And we'll see if there's more draft pick compensation that comes. We'll continue talking about it with you. Phone lines are open at 312-644-6767. Keep kind of breaking down the possibilities here for what is apparently going to be an active and intriguing Bulls offseason. We'll talk to Bobby Jenks in about 15 minutes as well, right here on 670 The Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.